Alaska's U.S. senators are among the Republicans who've criticized President Trump for not standing up to Russian President Vladimir Putin in Finland this week. But beyond strongly worded tweets, is there more Congress should do to show Trump they disapprove of what looked to some critics like capitulation? Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin tracked down the two senators today and found they didn't have definitive answers.
In Helsinki on Monday, it seemed Trump was siding with Putin over American intelligence agencies on their conclusion that Russia interfered with the election that put him in office.
I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
24 hours later, Trump walked it back, in a way. He says he meant to say he didn't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there.
Senator Lisa Murkowski remains critical of the president.
This has been more than unfortunate. It's been a debacle. So the fact that he is kind of retracing his steps is important, but he sure stepped in it yesterday.
Political scientist Molly Reynolds at the Brookings Institution says lawmakers can deploy more than words.
If Congress is serious about trying to send a message to President Trump that they don't approve of what he's been doing, they have a range of options available to them, and it's a question of whether or not they want to use them.
Among other things, Reynolds says they could pass a bill that protects Robert Mueller's investigation into election interference. On Monday, Trump blamed that investigation for driving a wedge between the U.S. and Russia. Another option, Reynolds says, is senators could withhold their votes for the president's priorities, such as his Supreme Court nominee. Murkowski says she's looked at a few legislative options, including a bill to protect the Mueller investigation. When the proposal first surfaced months ago, Murkowski wasn't enthusiastic.
I just didn't think it was going to be necessary. After yesterday, I just don't know now.
Murkowski rejects the idea of sending a message to the president by blocking confirmation of his nominees. She says when Congress refuses to act on nominations or bills, it moves power to the executive branch.
So if anything, I think it calls for greater congressional action and not a complete blockade.
Senator Dan Sullivan says he hasn't heard any concrete proposals for bills to condemn the president for what he said in Helsinki.
You know, there's some discussion on it. I don't know what that would be.
When asked about congressional action to send a message to the president, Sullivan responded with ways to send a message to Putin.
The best way to push back on the Putin regime, the way that Putin understands more than almost any other thing, is to continue what we've been doing, which is building up our military defenses.
The senator says he doesn't see the need to pass a bill to protect the Mueller probe because he doesn't think it's likely Mueller will be fired. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.